Welcome everybody to WikiQuest, an ongoing vacation in beaches and smooth sailing. I'm your cruise man. What do they call it? Captain of a cruise? Captain? Just captain. It's still a boat.
It's a captain. Yeah.
I'm your captain of this. I'll be your captain this cruise through the wild, wild Wikipedia. I try to get something, some kind of better. I got the alliteration down. That's good enough. I'm your captain. I'm your Wiki captain. Wiki co-captain. Ted Hubisch.
I'm your Wiki first mate. Elise Giannatasio.
Hello. Elise.
Hello.
What's
up?
Okay, what are your duties as first mate? Remind me. I know what they are because I'm the captain. I know everything. But what do you do on this Wiki cruise?
I spin those DJ beats.
Is that what the? I don't think that's what the first mate does on most boats. But I mean, we could do. It's a new generation. We're making things hip for the 90s. We gotta get something new in there.
Oh well, listen. Okay. You guys can tell me if I sound better because I got a new interface.
Oh, yes.
Which is very exciting.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so next semester Ted will be on this thing too, and apparently, so I'm told, it's a lot better than the old one that we had.
Dang, nice. So wait, Okay, so this is our first episode that we're recording on our summer break after a long... hiatus. We released an episode last week, but that was an episode we had already recorded during the school year.
In the Disney Vault.
Yeah, it was in the Disney Vault. Right next to, for some reason, they put it right next to Song of the South, which I'm gonna have to talk to him a little bit about that, but we can talk about that later.
What Song of the South?
It's a Disney movie they released way back in the day that they haven't released again because there's some pretty racist caricatures in it.
Oh, really?
Yes, and they haven't really released it again, I don't think.
Huh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, for some reason they put WikiQuest right next to that. I thought that when we got bought by Disney over the break, after the WikiQuest intellectual property was bought out by Disney... that we'd get, you know, fair treatment as, you know, like a modern property, as like a, you know, at least in the digital realm, as like number one top podcast of Walt Disney himself. and I guess we're just kind of being shafted here. Kind of a bad deal, I guess. Not quite a George Lucas deal, though we did, somehow they ended up buying us for more than Star Wars, which is a little odd.
Wait, Ted Hubisch, what's your favorite Disney movie?
My favorite Disney movie? I gotta think. I didn't really grow up with the 2D animated ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't. I grew up with Pixar stuff.
Oh, you're a digital age child.
Dude, I'm all, like, I'm not even skin and bones. I'm bits and,
3D models.
3D models of a teapot. I was big on the first Toy Story.
Okay.
If we're gonna count that. If that's in the canon.
Yeah. See, I grew up, and we would go to the library and we would rent VHS tapes.
Oh, wait, no, I have an answer for you.
What's up?
I love Fantasia.
Fantasia!
It's so good. It's very,
oh,
very
yeah,
beautiful.
I like Fantasia.
It's a great movie.
Did you ever play the Fantasia video game?
No.
That's the real question.
What was that for?
PC.
What was the deal? How would you make a game out of Fantasia?
Well, so you were... Mickey with the wizard hat.
Okay.
And you had to go around to all the different scenes in Fantasia. Like, there was one with the brooms, and there was, like, you had to go around, and you could pick where you wanted to go, and then you would help the characters. Like, Goofy was the blacksmith.
Okay.
And then, I'm trying to remember. And then there was one... Who's the big guy who's like a bulldog? He was in the forest as a lumberjack.
Is that Pete?
Pete, yeah. Yeah, and so then you would go around and you were Magic Mickey and you had to help out all the other characters, and then you would get magic for your hat, and yeah. Wow.
That sounds like a faithful adaptation of the movie Fantasia.
It was good. It was good. I used to go. It was on, you know, one of the computers somewhere, and I would go whenever I had time, and I would play the Fantasia Mickey video game.
Good memories.
It was very good. Very good.
So, everybody, this podcast called WikiQuest being recorded remotely in somewhere in Maine and Cleveland, Ohio. So this podcast, WikiQuest, on it, we go on Wikipedia, we hit the random article button, we talk a little bit of sass back and forth. We're not that sassy, though. We're very polite to each other. We laugh a little bit. Just a bit. Not too much. Yeah. We don't overdo it.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a good adaptation.
A good adaptation? What's that mean?
I don't know. I don't know why I said adaptation, actually. Always.
You really...
Representation?
This might be... This is why Disney's shafting us.
What? Just because of me?
Well, no, not because of you, just because of flubs like this. So you're forgiven. Both of us flub a bit. Do you want to go off and do the WikiQuest thing? Do you want to write a random article and check a little bit about it?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, well, I'll press the button right now, practically. Okay,
Lego. Folkvanger. In Norse mythology, Folkvanger, Old Norse for field of the host or people field or army field.
Wow. Is a meadow.
Yeah. Is a meadow or field ruled over by the goddess Freyja, where half of those that die into combat go upon death, while the other half go on to the god Odin in Valhalla.
Wait, they go upon death? What? Oh, they go to... Okay, they go to Folkvanger. Okay. I wasn't reading this in the context of the article. Continue.
So the other half go to the god Odin in Valhalla. Folkvanger is attested in the poetic Edda, compiled in the 13th century from earlier traditional sources, and the prose Edda, written in the 13th century by Snorri Sturluson.
Oh, it's a Pokemon. It's a Pokemon, like two editions, the kind of thing.
Snorri, yeah. According to the prose Edda, within Folkvanger is Freyja's hall, Sessermnir. Scholarly theories have been proposed about the implications of the location. Yeah. So that's the whole first little bit. Then there are translations of the poetic Edda about Odin and the place and Freyja.
Wow, Odin and the place and Freyja. There's a whole gang of characters here.
Yeah, so there are a couple different translations. Yeah, so it's basically half of the dead each day does she choose. So she gets to choose the good ones, I guess.
Wow. Great.
And then gives the rest to Odin.
Put your peas on this side of the plate.
This is really interesting.
I think so too, but also I want to be in the good place, Elise. Where do I go?
The good place. I mean, do you want to be fighting a war or not?
I don't really want to be fighting the war. I have flat feet. Do I have flat feet? Nah, not really, but you know, whatever. I don't want
to fight a war. What does that have to do with it? I have flat feet.
Yeah, but I won't be drafted.
Wait, that's something that can get you not drafted?
Pretty sure, yeah.
I have, like, 20 things that will prevent me from getting drafted,
You're totally fine. You're, like,
I'm
you're
trying on a, to build they, a
they
list.
They take one look at you, and it's like, okay, no, she's not fit.
I had a friend, this was actually really interesting, I had a friend who was applying to be part of the Navy SEALs,
mm-hmm.
And he got through, you know, all the testing. He passed the physical fitness test, which is, like, the hardest ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just doing, like, one last interview-type thing or yeah. something with him before they were going to sign him up. And he was meeting with a doctor, like, at the Navy place, and the doctor, you know, was, like, going over his family medical history or something, and he asked, like, I don't remember, something about childhood, and my friend was like, oh, yeah, I used to sleepwalk when I was a child, and, like, I would get into some mischief or whatever, and he was just, like, joking around with the doctor, I guess, because they had been talking about something about childhood, and then the doctor got very serious, and he was like, you have sleepwalked before? And my friend was like, yes, and he was like, oh, well, then you're immediately disqualified from service, and my friend was like, but I haven't sleepwalked in like 10 like 10 or more years, like it was only when I was a little kid. And the doctor is like, it doesn't matter if you've ever sleptwalked ever, you are not qualified to go into any branch of the military. And I was like, what? And obviously he was really upset, but yeah, anything, it's like anything can get you kicked out of service.
I always figured that I'd be disqualified from, like, a draft because of, like, my Tourette's. Mm-hmm. That was always the thing. I always thought, oh, geez, they probably wouldn't be huge on that, would they?
I think it's just, like, anything. If anything's wrong with you.
Sure. Too many. Oh, this guy has too many. This guy has too many organs. You gotta get him out of here.
What?
This guy has 5 large intestines.
In the article or just in life?
No, what? No, in life, like, that I think that would disqualify for you.
Oh, I thought you were reading it in the article, and I was 5? That would be a little crazy.
That would be a little crazy, but honestly, it would get you out.
That's true. I feel like, yeah, so they're in Congress right now, aren't they considering adding women to the draft?
I don't know the status, I don't know that world.
I don't know if it passed or not, but I know it was at least proposed.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah, so that would be different. I mean, I think it makes sense.
For sure.
You know, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think they'll say, you have to be drafted, and I'll just, like, hold up my arms and be like, you can't do that!
Yeah, oh god. For anybody who's just joining us, we're not just flinging junk, flinging crap at Elise. Elise has many little medical problems.
Just a lot of little ones.
They add up though.
Yeah, I wonder.
One big hole.
So I wonder if we actually went into like a big war, if they would lower the medical standards for people. Do you think that's a thing?
Why would they need to do? Why would they do that though? Like, I don't know about if like the time difference has really affected that too much, has it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking if we like went into World War III and we needed, you know, a whole lot of soldiers, would they say, you know, people who have sleptwalked, you know, you guys can probably come on.
I think that there's still the reasons are the same for not having these people in though.
Yeah, and my friend was like, they're just afraid that if I was ever like on a boat, I would, you know, start sleepwalking and just maybe like fall over the edge, you know, and drown because you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Sleepwalking freaks me out also. That's just another thing.
One time, like, somebody I knew made a sandwich in her sleep. So see, that's pretty cool. That's cool.
I guess I just can't fathom it because when I'm asleep, I'm just so asleep, I guess.
Okay.
Like, how would you have the motor skills to do? I don't know. Like, are you aware? Have you ever sleptwalked?
No, I haven't.
Sleepwalk?
I've sleptwalked plenty.
Oh, see, I've never
done
that.
It's very funny. One time. My mom told me that when I was really little, and now when I was really little, I was a very sweet little kid. I was like a goody two shoes all the way, like boot buckled to propeller cap, that didn't go off the tongue as smoothly as I wanted to. Oh well. one time my mom told me that I called her into my room in the middle of the night, I was sitting up, like, just dart straight. And I said, Mom. And then I told her that I wanted to saw off a face.
What?
I told her that I wanted to saw off a face.
Oh, no. How old were you?
I was little. I don't know how little I was, but I was like, I was not old enough to even be able to really joke about that.
Yikes. That's really scary. And I don't like that.
I don't have, like, I mean, you know me too, now, too. I don't have, like, I don't know where that would have come from.
Yeah. That's so weird.
It's just silliness.
It's not silly, it's scary.
Well, I mean, I think it's
Can you imagine your child saying that?
Well, I think my mom probably thought it was funny, to be honest.
Oh my gosh. Your mom is a brave woman. If my child said that he wanted to saw someone's face off, I'd be like, I need an exorcist!
Oh man, I would just, you know, I'd just try to hone that.
try to capitalize on that.
Try to make it into something. Yeah, I could. Oh, we could take this on the road, kid. Like vaudeville, sawing people's face off. That's not really that'd be an easy vaudeville thing. If people got like really big on that, man.
You mean if people volunteered?
No, I mean it's just people ate that up. I was gonna say, man, people in vaudeville times are really easy to trick.
Okay, speaking of faces, did you hear that so when we were in school, there was a lot of times where I could just tell you, like, weird science news that I was following?
Yes.
You know they did the first, full head transplant?
No, what?
Like, they put a head on a different person's body.
Wow, I know they did the first, they did the first face transplant in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, this was somewhere else, but it was, like, the full head. But that really freaks me out, because it's, like, I have my whole body, mm-hmm. and, like, I don't know, I feel like, it freaks me out. Like, I wouldn't want my head on a different body. It wouldn't know what to do, would it?
Maybe well, it would. I mean, to what extent? Is it the same brain? What's going on?
Yeah, so it's like the whole, like, from the neck up, they just attached all the different nerves and then sewed it on.
Oh, okay, so it was a person that needed their head on a different body.
Right, like the body was dying, well, that's pretty but cool. The head was okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but also...
I think it's good.
Would the head know what to do?
Well, I mean...
The brain? I guess I'm gonna have to follow this and see how this guy recovers.
You'd have to, yeah, I mean, like, you know, there's a recovery process, there's a whole thing of teaching. The head wouldn't know what to do with the body, but it has to be taught that, basically.
Right, yeah, because you grow with the body.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, everything, even if you get someone who's sort of proportional to you, it'll be different.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
Well, I mean... I don't know, I think it's a really cool advancement.
I mean, it is really cool. It's really cool that now this guy gets to to live. Like, that's awesome. I might rather die. That seems extreme.
I think if something happened to me and I had to have my head on another body, I would say, guys, everybody, scientists, doctors, president, everybody, you guys gotta calm down. I want to wait until I can have my head just on, like, a dish, and I can float all over the place and use, like, telepathy to hold things.
Yikes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. See, I feel like we couldn't just have a head. I feel like that someone could survive. Maybe it's just a torso and a head.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, just a torso?
No, not sure about that one.
if I could, I would be just a head.
No, but you need lungs and a no. heart, at least.
I love that. No.
Like, I feel like you don't need your intestines, but you definitely at least need your brain, heart, and lungs.
What if they make something, something that, on the plate, that emulates lungs? Heart.
The plate?
Yeah.
Like, how big is this plate?
The plate is,
if it was a pedestal,
like,
maybe.
Hold up, the plate is, like, I mean, I don't know, like, you got the, what, the technology is getting better all the time. So I was thinking that in an ideal world, my head plate would be about, it'd be about the size of, like, 3 regular plates. Like, dinner plates.
Like, stacked up?
Yeah, stacked up. Put it on, it'd be, you know, they'd go around, it'd be, like, a little wider than my collar. Well, the base that would connect to my head would be a little wider to my collar. The rest of it would be bigger.
I don't know if we can fit some lungs in there, though, dude. Although, you will have less body, so maybe you'll need less air.
See? Oh, dang. Oh, man. So then, I could go... Wait, what if I went back up... What if I went up to space, then? Huh. I don't think so.
Very space-saving.
I really
hate you.
Didn't
have to shoot a whole body in there.
I'm not huge on this.
No. That's okay.
Oh, God.
It probably won't happen for a long time.
It probably won't happen for a long time. When it does, I'm going to get into a shark attack. You know, I'm going to be first in line.
A shark attack? What does that have to do with anything?
Because then my body will be 8.
Oh! Right.
I'll just position myself specifically. I'll just say, hey, Jaws, come over here. Can you take one off the back? And it's like, okay, boss. That's my Jaws voice. And then it goes, and then I'm just ahead and I'm floating, but it's okay. I'm going to be all right. He knows it. Shark knows it. Shark satisfied. Shark doesn't need that much for a snack. Shark very health conscious these days. Brain's a lot of fatty tissue.
Yeah, would you want to have, like, a robot body?
No, not really. I don't need that. I would like to have a head that is on a floating plate that I could interface my brain stuff with tech.
Tech and technology.
So I could say, hey, you want the lights on? Okay, and then I just think the light's on, so the lights are on.
Yeah, so I've been playing Deus Ex. Do you know Deus Ex?
I know Deus Ex.
Yeah, he's got the robot parts.
Except mine's different because I'm a floating head that just has a lot of spunk.
True. But, yeah, so I was thinking, like, what would happen if, like, all of your limbs were replaced with robot parts without your consent?
Well then all your limbs would be replaced with robot parts without your consent.
Yeah, that would kind of suck.
I wouldn't be huge on that, especially if my regular ones were working already good already. But if it's an upgrade, okay, well, I could deal with this. I could get used to this.
It was an upgrade. It's weird because in, like, the cutscene, nothing really happens that bad to his arms, and then they're like, "We gotta give him robot arms."
We can rebuild him. We can rebuild him.
Yeah, robot arms.
We do have the technology, don't we? We can rebuild him.
We can just take these perfectly good arms.
Hey, Elise, you want to do a new article?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Special routes of the U.S. Route 460. A total of at least 16 special routes of U.S. Route 460 exist, and at least 6 have been deleted.
Deleted?
Yeah, deleted.
Did you just call it deleted?
Look, it's right here.
I mean, I guess the places still
deleted.
Exist, but I guess the title would be deleted. What?
So it's
where's U.S. Route 460? How's that go?
It's a highway system that...
It runs from Norfolk, Virginia to Frankfort, Kentucky.
That doesn't seem very far.
Well, it's on the map right here. It's pretty sizable.
It's 655 miles.
It was an earlier one. It was not from 1933.
Well, it's from 1933 to present, like,
yeah, well,
year. It only passes through 3 states, though, Virginia, West Virginia, and Kentucky.
Well, maybe they need it.
I mean, they probably do.
Yes. It goes through the cities of Norfolk. Somebody's going to correct me on that. Portsmouth, Suffolk, Petersburg, Farmville? Really? Okay.
Farmville!
I thought that was a game.
Oh,
Lynchburg,
yeah.
Roanoke, Blacksburg, Tazewell, and Grundy. Princeton and Bluefield in West Virginia, and Pikeville, Kentucky, and Frankfort, Kentucky. So it's basically, it's a lot of it goes through Virginia.
Yeah.
Not through, through two cities in the second, and the other ones. Okay, so let's look at the special routes. Georgetown Bypass Route. U.S. Route 460 Bypass is a bypass route of Georgetown, Kentucky. Named McClellan Circle, it begins across from the Carewood Golf Course. It runs southeast where it encounters an intersection with US 62, which joins the route in a concurrency. Just after sharply curving slightly to the northeast, Bypass 460 has an intersection with US 25, then begins to curve more toward the north, toward the vicinity of a pair of bridges over the railroad line. US Bypass 460 aims at US 460 two blocks west of East 125 on I-75, while US 62 continues northward toward Niagara Falls, New York. Have you ever been to Niagara Falls?
No, I haven't.
I've been to the Canada side, because that's the side that's not... I mean, I've heard that the New York side's kind of crappy.
That's what I've heard, too, yeah.
The Canada side was pretty cool, but also it was very, like, I mean, it's, you know, you get what you get. It's very touristy, flashy.
Oh, really? I felt the same way when I went to Pisa in Italy. Like, everyone's like, oh, you have to go to Pisa. That was my least favorite part of Italy because it was so touristy.
Nice.
It was all tourists and all, like, people trying to sell you stuff from carts, but not, like, cool Italy stuff. Like, tourists, like, Italy, like, cheap plastic flags and cups and whatever.
I've never, you know, I've only ever been to Niagara Falls. That's the only part of Canada I've been to. But it felt a lot like, oh god, have you ever been to the Wisconsin Dells?
Nope.
Okay, the Wisconsin Dells are like, it's a really, I mean, it's a little fun place. You go there, like, you know, a few times or once. Like, there's like, you know, it's a very, it's like, it's you'd call it a tourist trap. It's a kind of like a district that's like, they have a bunch of like goofy stuff. Like, they have an upside down White House. I went there. They have, like, all sorts of stuff. They have, like, a Ripley's Believe It or Not museum. They have, like, water shows. They have, I think the theme park, water park there is called Noah's Ark. That's what people might know it from. But, it's very, like, but the whole thing feels very, like, you know, cheapy and, like, very kind of, like, you know, touristy. This is set up for tourists and stuff like that. That's what Niagara Falls, the Canada part of Niagara Falls felt like.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like, you know, they're gonna have stuff like wax museums and stuff.
Yeah.
Wax museums, they're like, you know... Actually, when I was in, I forget if this was in when I was in Niagara Falls or if this was in when I was in Wisconsin. But, I went to this wax museum. It was supposed to be, like, a rock and roll wax museum. My sister and I were really excited because we just, like, discovered David Bowie or something. there's this one teenager in there. And you could tell that, like, we were, like, we seemed like we were, like, the first customer in, like, days. And he, like, just, like, he turned on the place for us. Like, it was, you know, he turned on everything for us as we were going along.
Yeah, that's so nice.
It was. But also, it was just, like, oh my gosh.
So, you know, going back to the article.
Yes.
You know who would love this article?
Who?
My brother.
Yeah,
why? Did I show you that he got... My parents, for Christmas, had the road sign maker of America make him a highway shield?
What is a highway shield?
Oh, like the big, a shield, like the one that says north,
yeah, okay,
95,
I got that, like, I gotcha, south,
whatever,
I gotcha.
Yeah, so he had the New Hampshire South 95 shield made, and now he has it hanging on his wall. This man loves highways and
really?
Like directions and like figuring stuff out.
So wait, is it his way?
What?
Is it his way?
Or the highway?
Yeah.
Yeah. But basically his way is the highway.
Like, it's not an either or, it's just yeah.
I mean, it's his way and the highway. Like, yes, they're exactly. One and the same.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but man. No, you know what would be funny? Really, you know what would be funny? Like, getting that highway shield thing, getting one of them made, like, by a shield maker.
Uh-huh.
And it just says, like, you know, 23 or something on it.
Just 23? you can do it. Like, yeah? It's...
No, I'm like just saying, like,
he has.
Like, I mean, like an actual, like, a shield, like, that you would use.
Oh, like a knight?
Like a knight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it would be in the shape of, like, the highway shield.
Yeah, that could happen.
Thank you. I'm glad it could. I'm really glad it could happen.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, that's fun. I have a road sign for Edge Hill Road, I think. That's the road that I grew up in.
Did you steal it?
In Cleveland. Nope, it was. I don't think it was stolen. I don't steal things.
But you're not sure?
I don't know where it came from, but it wasn't stolen. I also got one for Airport Road, which I don't know where that is, but I got it at a garage sale.
And that I wanted one's probably stolen.
Because it said Airport Road. But though I don't know if it is, though, because on the back of it, it it feels like baby powder.
Oh, weird.
That's so it seems like it was, like, freshly made or something.
Huh. So. Or it was just sitting in something.
Well, I mean, I guess it could have been, Elise.
I'm just really into the idea of stealing road signs.
Really? I mean, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Did you see that guy that goes to our school? Honestly, I don't know any of his information, but he's a photographer, and he just did a set of photos that was showcased on the Emerson website, and it was all, like, street signs, and I'm like,
yeah,
were those stolen? Because it's, like, people and models, like, posing with all these street signs, and it looks really cool, but I'm like, how?
Well, are they, like... Are they inside?
Yeah, they're inside.
Okay, well, there we go. There's the answer.
Yeah, it's, like, in this big warehouse, and it's just a lot of people holding up,
maybe,
like,
different
road signs. Maybe
it's a street sign warehouse.
Could be. It looks really cool, though. I want to know where he got all of them, though. That'd be interesting.
The trend I've noticed that, like, everybody, a bunch of these student photographers seem to be, like, really big on is, like, face paint.
Yeah.
I haven't been so huge on that.
Yeah, I went to class one day. Well, and you know our school is super artsy, and there was literally just like a lot of people blocking the entire hallway, and they had a camera set up, and there were all these people that were completely naked on the floor with like body paint all over them, so that they made one big picture, and I was like, all right, guys, do we have to do this when people are walking to class? You know, there was like a tiny little strip next to them. It was in Tufte. Oh, you know, God. And so it was, like, super small, and I was like, all right, guys.
Oh, my God.
I know this is for art.
I would like to have body paint on me that says, Ted Hubisch, this is paint on me. I don't know. I was going to say something better, but I forget what it was.
I mean, you could just... I feel like I could see you getting a tattoo that just says Ted Hubisch's tattoo.
I could... Nice work, me. I could see myself getting a tattoo of my face on my forehead.
That's scary.
And then wait. What if then when I squint my eyes and like put my eyebrows up, it does the same expression?
No. I don't know about that.
And it does like a little. It does like a yes. I want it. Okay. The deal's done.
It's happening.
So everybody, this has been WikiQuest. an ongoing experiment in conversation and research. This is stuff. I'm glad to be back, Elise.
Yeah, this is good.
This is good. Yes, I'm really excited. I mean, there's we're going to be updating every week, hopefully. No promises, but like we're going to try to stick to every week from now on. Apologies for skipping just about a month. We had finals week, and yes, we're just excited to be back. Anyways, WikiQuest is produced by our lovely, wonderful producer, Wiki Wrangler Emily Walborn.
Yes, sir.
Especially now, audio production and engineering is not done by Greg Farrington.
It's all us, baby.
Portions of Wikipedia are used in this podcast under the used... Oh my god,
I'm yawning now. I'm yawning.
That one snuck up on me. That snuck up way up on me. All right. Portions of Wikipedia are used in this podcast under the Creative Commons, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike License 3.0, unless they aren't.
Whoa.
Probably not,
but you never know.
You know what? It sneaks up on you. Can't hold us liable for everything. Nice work. WikiQuest is licensed under the exact same license. Hooray! You can remix us into your next...
Mixtape,
but also, like, you know, mixtapes are like just tracks next to each other, though, right? Though also, they're also remixes, I guess. Yeah, never mind, I'm dumb. do we say anything else?
What the listener should do?
No. Oh, yeah, no, okay. Yes. So, Elise, it's been excellent, reconvening with you. I'm excited for more WikiQuest this summer. What is something that the listener can do to start out summer break?
Go eat a summer popsicle.
Go eat what? Wait, okay. So what makes a summer popsicle different than a popsicle?
It's one that you eat outside.
But that's where most popsicles are eaten, though. I can only imagine out on the playground.
Wait, you don't eat popsicles inside?
I don't.
Oh, well, you're missing out, because it's
you're in the
comfort of your own home.
I never had the opportunity. Also, popsicles are a little sloppy.
I mean, only if you eat them slowly. You just have to chow down on that sucker.
I'm not going to chow down on that sucker. Also, it's a popsicle, not a sucker, so... what popsicles are we talking here? Are we talking, like, the freeze pops? Are we talking regular popsicles?
I'm talking about the ones on the stick, where it's like the joke, and then you have to eat the popsicle to get the answer to the joke.
Oh, I hate jokes.
Why?
Anyways.
You love jokes. Don't lie to the people.
This has been WikiQuest. I'm Ted Hubisch.
I'm Elise Giannatasio.
We're the Wiki Twins. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
See, Elise, I do like jokes, but only when they're nice to me, and the popsicle ones, those have been very mean to me in the past.
Oh no, why?
I just don't want to talk about it right now. Bye-bye.